Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Covert Vaccines. Good afternoon, Professor.
Good afternoon, Gary.
And how are you today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. So, Professor, the level 2 warning on monkeypox.
Right.
So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So they're talking about people leaving the U.S. and obviously any contact with sick people and what travelers should and shouldn't be doing. And they're talking about wild animals coming from Africa. Please could you explain this to us and sort of just give us an update?
Sure. Okay. Monkeypox itself is a disease which has been endemic in Africa, mainly in Central Africa and West Africa, for a long time. And it's the main reservoir is, in fact, it's a bit of a misnomer calling it monkeypox, because the main reservoir, in fact, is small mammals, rodents and squirrels and rats and so on and so forth. It's called monkeypox because the original transmission, when it was first recognized, I think in the 1970, came from a monkey, but actually it's small mammals which are the main reservoir. So it's been in Africa for a long time. Now it seems to have kind of gone out of Africa, and it seems to kind of spread in non-endemic countries, predominantly in Europe and in North America and the United Kingdom, of course, as well. And it's mainly been found in young males. I'm talking about the non-endemic, in other words, in Europe and North America. Young males, presumably a lot of it being sexually transmitted. It's not easily transmitted. We need kind of fairly close contact. And it's really either from the respiratory tract, as we found with COVID, but not nearly as contagious. It needs a lot more contact, not more close contact. Or else contamination or contact with the actual blisters themselves, because that's one of the characteristics of monkeypox. Is you get this rash, starts off as a reddish rash, then it goes on to blisters, then it goes on to what you call a pustule. There's pus inside the blister, and that material is quite contagious, but it needs quite close contact. So that's really the story of monkeypox. Outside Africa, in other words, a non-endemic spread, we've now, in fact, reached just over 1,000 cases. So it is spreading, and this is why there is a bit of concern. We haven't had a case in South Africa, by the way.
There's no reported cases so far.
Not as yet, no. I think it probably will come. We might have a few cases. But it's certainly not the kind of a pandemic threat which, say, COVID was. I think it's on a much lower level for two reasons. First of all, it's not as easily spread as COVID is. You need quite close contact. It's not spreading nearly as rapidly as COVID did. And fortunately, the transmission only occurs once an individual is actually got the illness. And that's quite important because, like, for example, with COVID, a lot of the kind of dramatic spread, the kind of explosive spread, was due to the fact that people that didn't have symptoms were circulating in the community and spreading the virus. That doesn't seem to be the case with monkeypox. Monkeypox really only once the person is ill and has got the rash and so on. So only at that stage when it seems to spread.
So, I mean, this alert that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention have put out, where they say travelers should avoid eating or coming into close contact with the wild animals, dead or alive, and avoid eating or preparing meat or using products, any products from wild animals from Africa. So, I mean, how does this now impact our local use of wild animal meat?
Yeah, I think it's mainly those animal products and related products which come from Central Africa or West Africa, because that's really where the endemicity, where the endemic disease is. I think in South Africa, we don't have monkeypox. So it's never been detected in our kind of natural environment, unlike Central and West Africa. So I don't think we need to be too concerned in this country. It's really going to be the human-to-human contact which will spread it in South Africa if it does come to this country.
So, I mean, and your advice to travelers sort of traveling into Africa or anything, are there any sort of any regulations or is there anything in place at the moment to check or, you know, obviously monitor this, you know, the monkeypox?
Yeah, you know, as far as travel to those countries, you know, I don't think there's anything that's really changed. You know, what has changed is that it has spread outside into Europe and into the States and so on. That's been the change. The actual monkeypox within Africa, that hasn't changed. It hasn't been really a flare-up as such. What happened is it was introduced out of Africa into those other countries and then spread in those other countries by people coming into close contact with each other and then spreading from human to human. I think the alert with that, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, what they call their level two, they've got three levels. The first level says, look, you know, just be generally careful. The second level is enhanced careful. In other words, you know, if you come into, you know, try and be very careful to avoid people that are ill. If they happen to be exotic meat coming out of West Africa or Central Africa, I think it's a great market for that. But anyway, it's part of their alert warning. There's a third level, just out of interest. It hasn't been raised, certainly, for monkeypox. And that's that to avoid non-essential travel. That occurs, like, for example, when we had Ebola and those kind of rather formidable infectious diseases.
And, I mean, the monkeypox virus itself, I mean, worldwide. What's happening with it worldwide? I mean, are you seeing an increase in cases? What's actually happening worldwide now?
Yeah, it's mainly in Europe, United Kingdom, Spain, Portugal, and a few other countries. There have been three cases in Israel, for example. There's been spread in the United States. I think they've had about 30-odd cases.
Right.
There have been a few cases in Australia, probably from travelers coming from Europe into those and introducing it into those countries. And that's, I get the sum of it. There hasn't been reports to a large extent from Asia, and certainly not, as I said before, not in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's encouraging to hear. But I think, obviously, people are concerned. You know, what we've just been through with COVID for the last 2 years plus. People are worried. And, you know, is this something to be worried about? And I think this is the question everyone's asking. You know, is there a chance that this could become another pandemic type thing?
Yeah, I don't think it will. I think it'll probably burn itself out. I think it is spreading, as I say, close human contact. There'd be no fatalities at all in the non-endemic, in other words, outside Africa.
Yeah.
There'd be no. All the individuals that have contracted have recovered without any problems. The rash sometimes does leave rather ugly scarring, like we saw with smallpox. Mm. Not quite as bad as smallpox, but it's a very closely related virus. And just out of interest, historically, we were concerned with monkeypox, 40 years ago when we were busy with the smallpox eradication campaign, because we were worried that the smallpox virus, which is a formidable virus, much more than monkeypox, that it might mutate and become, you know, that the once we've eradicated smallpox, that monkeypox might mutate to become a smallpox-like virus. Fortunately not. It's a very stable virus, again, unlike COVID, which does mutate quite regularly. This doesn't.
Well, that is good news. So Professor Barry Shoup, the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines, thank you for that clarity, and please have a good evening.
Thanks, Gary, and you too.
Thank you.